Welcome to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast, the podcast that's dedicated to providing valuable insights, practical tips, and proven strategies to equip new teachers for success. I'm your host, Steve Hiles, educator, published author, and instructional coach. Join me in each episode as we offer a supportive platform for navigating the challenges of the teaching profession. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing effective strategies for classroom environment and student engagement with our guest, Loretta Mack. But before we get into today's topic, I'd like to take a moment to share a little bit about today's guest. Loretta Mack is an energetic administrator with over 10 years of experience in facilitating curriculum programs by using data-driven instruction in grades 4 through 8. Mack serves as principal of Smith Middle School in Beaumont, Texas. Mack is responsible for making data-driven decisions, which has resulted in an increase in student proficiency levels from 30% to 80% in one school year. She is widely recognized for her expertise in building the professional growth of teachers and students, conflict resolution strategies, and analysis of data to impact students' lives through school leadership. Mack believes in the power of collaboration with faculty and the community. Because of this, she prioritizes weekly leadership team and staff meetings to cascade information to build teacher capacity, promote positive behavior, and monitor scholar progress. She also facilitates collaboration with essential leaders to develop strategies to improve the school's rating on the State Accountability Framework status. Her dedication to public education has fostered a community of lifelong learners. Welcome to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles, and today we're going to be discussing effective strategies for classroom environment and student engagement with our guest, Loretta Mack, who currently serves as the principal of Smith Middle School in Beaumont, Texas. Welcome to the show, Ms. Mack.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, and good afternoon, everyone in the virtual land.
Hey, all right. Ms. Mack, would you like to take a moment to share your educational journey with our audience?
Oh, by all means, my journey has been well served by giving back to not just our children, but our community, other leaders, and our team here. My first love is being able to be here for children. So with over 20 years of experience, I always hone in on the fact in order to be an educator, you really have to love the children. So I'm very passionate about teaching children. I wear many, many different hats as a mother, a sister, a friend, so many different hats just being Loretta Mack. And it takes that part of me to bring to the table building positive relationships. So that's the second thing in my journey that I really honed in doing, building positive relationships throughout the years. And last but not least, I just have a true desire to build capacity, whether it's within teachers, administrators, leaders, children. We're all that village that we always hear about. It takes a village to raise children. So that's my story. Snippet of it over the 20 years, but truly just passionate for children, building positive relationships, and just building capacity. And I'm a learning myself, so we're never too old.
That's right.
To learn.
All right. That is fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing that, Ms. Mack. And I thought this was so important to have a building administrator on the show to speak from that perspective, in terms of what new teachers really need to be concerned with, when they're come on to the first year, because I'll tell you, it's challenging and it's overwhelming. And as you know, it can be very, very stressful. But what I'd like to kick off here with is, what are some key techniques, for fostering a positive learning environment in the classroom?
If we could just piggyback on those first, I just want to encourage everyone just having a first. There are going to be several lessons learned first year as a teacher, first time being at a school building. First is so important. I can remember my first year as principal. Yeah. There are so many special things about first. So being able to embrace that. So when we're looking at those key techniques to foster a positive learning environment, building a rapport. A simple good morning. I'm happy that you're here. Your energy can be transferred. And that's a great way to build relationships, consistency, and being fair and confirm. Incorporate real world examples. So many times it's just an experience. And just like we're here in a virtual arena, mm-hmm. our children need those experiences as well. So whether it's visuals, whatever you can bring in that explores yourself so you can share whom you are with the children, builds a great relationship for classroom learning.
All right. Well, how can new teachers effectively address discipline issues while maintaining a positive atmosphere for learning? And I know for myself personally, like that first year, you learned so much as new experiences. That was a challenge. You know, I'm not going to, you know, it was very challenging for me. But so what would you say to the new teacher just coming on board?
Well, behavior, whether it's a child or adult, it can be challenging at sometimes depending on triggers. You know, what triggers the behavior? So in my opinion, being able to state the specific behavior. When I see that you're off task, you're not learning. So when you complete this, you provide a choice. So children knowing what's coming next, teachers prepare really, really good lessons. And they own those lessons by just knowing what's coming next. Some of our children expect the same way, and that's a great way to have rules, routines, and procedures built inside the classroom to ensure on-task behavior, learning is taking place, and you're still, that's another connection, building a good relationship with the children for on-task behavior.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what role do clear expectations play in promoting a positive classroom environment?
I have to be honest, when I shared my notes with my team, they wanted me to mention my little nuggets, okay? So one of my golden nuggets is that here at Smith, we keep it nice and tight. The way that we keep it nice and tight is just those simple expectations. They're very clear. So we know how we're going to walk inside the classroom. Mm-hmm. We know how we walk along the hallway. We know our expectations when we're in the cafeteria. We know that we're going to show each and every adult on campus respect. And that does mean communicating well, even in those high moments mm-hmm. where behavior is off task. You may need to table something. You may need to take a minute. In my day of teaching, it was called a timeout. So sometimes you just need a brain break. Everybody needs to just stop talking for a moment so we can all come together so we maintain a safe and orderly campus.
Absolutely. Let me piggyback off that, Ms. Mack, for a moment. You know, I know teaching rules and classroom procedures, explain, model, rehearse over and over and over until like clockwork. Now, in your building, do you have teachers like, say, when a new year begins, do they jump right into academics or do they take 3 or 4 days to do nothing but rules, you know, expectation, procedures and that kind of thing? What's your take on that or your sense of things?
Well, this year, with what we're doing here at Smith Middle School, we get to know our children as we go. So academics is a top priority. So we're setting that standard and having those procedures. So before the teachers even came in the classroom, we do a lot of role playing to make sure that we are ready mm-hmm. and how lessons are to be taught. And when we're looking at those expectations, it's being able to have that narrow focus. So we know what direction that we're headed in. So we know the outcome that we're looking for. So if it does mean sitting up big and tall and being able to respond when you're asked the question, we expect 100% engagement.
Okay. But I mean, would you kick off that first day with academics? You know,
yes, or we did.
You do.
Yes,
okay. You did. Okay. All right. Great.
Are you a teacher who finds yourself drowning in the challenges of classroom management? Do student behaviors leave you feeling overwhelmed and drained at the end of each day? Picture this, a classroom where your students are not just present, but fully engaged, focused, and eager to learn. Say goodbye to classroom management stress and hello to success. The Teacher Rockstar Academy course is meticulously designed to equip you with the tools and strategies needed to skyrocket your effectiveness as a teacher. Curious to know if the Teacher Rockstar Academy course is the missing piece in your teaching journey? If you're ready to reclaim control of your classroom and witness the incredible impact on your students, then use the link in the podcast description to learn more about this program. How can educators proactively prevent discipline issues from arising in a classroom in the first place?
Some things you cannot prevent, keeping that in mind, but it does depend on triggers. Mm-hmm. So I've seen my years as a disciplinarian, classroom teacher, administrator, just consistency, being fair. So I think of two words when I think about no discipline. Mm-hmm. I think about equality, where we all have the same, and then unpacking what equity means. When things are equitable, you're meeting me, Loretta Mack, where I am to grow me and making me feel so special that when I do come to class, I want to learn.
Yeah,
I want to be on task and I want to show good manners, good respect, and I feel valued. So I'm at a middle school and we all know middle schools, they want their voice heard.
Yeah.
So we teach time and place, how we go about communicating that. And sometimes in that moment when we're in the classroom and it's so heated, it's safe to take a timeout. It really is. So everyone can stay on track, understand what the teacher is expecting, and that learning can take place. So you have your learning objective. So you can teach the children. That's so important for a new teacher, any teacher. It's important to have that structure inside of the classroom.
Okay, absolutely. What are some innovative methods for promoting student engagement during lessons that you would recommend to a new teacher?
What I would really recommend is once the teacher owns the lesson, bringing the children in. So whether it's shoulder partners, small group instruction, scaffolding, breaking it down. Children love to write things, whiteboards, just bringing the children into the lesson so they own it and they can be a part of it. So there's so many different strategies. One of my favorite ones is working backwards.
Okay.
Maybe we're just going to give the answer and figure out how we came up with the answer to promote that problem solving and that thinking. That is a great work. The backwards design is real good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How can the new teacher adapt their strategies to cater to diverse learning styles and preferences?
Manipulatives, hands-on. In my opinion, being able to just capture their attention. It's just like a good book. What makes you want to just continue reading that book? Well, it's holding their attention. So that's part of that engagement too. And then the more that the teacher builds their capacity, and that's another one of my passions, being able to build that content knowledge to know, have knowledge of your other children, their behaviors, it's all conducive to having a safe learning environment. So it's a lot of different systems working together to come up with that one goal. So we're all working in that same direction to accomplish that outcome. And we just want good instruction, good results with good behavior.
Absolutely. Okay. What resources or tools can educators utilize to enhance student engagement and participation?
Well, one of my favorites persons is Harry Wong.
I love him.
Rules, routines, and procedures. From my first time being in the classroom, a book was shared with me. There are a lot of YouTube videos where we're just demonstrating good learning, just copying. It's really learning that art of teaching, the pedagogy part of it, really being able to unpack your content area, networking, being collaborative as a team. I find that it's very helpful because everybody loves to talk about what they know. Yeah. So do the children. Mm-hmm. So if it's interesting, it's relatable, and you're really into it, you got a variety of visuals, music is great.
Oh, yes, yes.
Songs, you know, we have so many social media platforms that we can use to bring, look, clips, movies, cartoon shows, commercials are really great. That interaction that just makes it so relatable that we are all on one accord for that outcome, whatever that learning objective is. And to me, as a classroom teacher, having that data in the moment, just knowing my highs, I want to stay high. Mm-hmm. I know who's about medium. And of course, I want my lows to come up too. And being able just to close those learning gaps is so essential that when we're in the classroom, we're giving it our all. And I know a lot of teachers spend a lot of like endless nights. I hear about it all the time. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing, if we learn how to, you know, just share each other's wealth of knowledge, having that narrow focus is a great resource. And sometimes it just means that we're going to sit and talk about what we want to do. So it becomes second nature to the teacher. And I find that may take us a good 2 weeks. And once we have that system, which is going to provide some good feedback, we may come back to tweak as we go, because maybe the rigor is increasing. So we need to understand a next level, come up with better ideals. But trying to do it by yourself, I wouldn't suggest that, but definitely being collaborative with resources, books, videos, and each other. Working with your team and administrators is always a great resource to
right.
build capacity.
Absolutely. That's outstanding. As a matter of fact, maybe even having a mentor, like a brand new teacher to the building.
Yes.
You know, a good mentor or a colleague that they could go to and, you know, feel embarrassed about, well, hey, I don't know, how do you do this or make it work? You know, that kind of thing. Well, let me ask you, Ms. Mack, how do ongoing communication and rapport building contribute to a positive learning atmosphere?
In my opinion, it just fosters a campus that's full, that's welcoming, it's safe. Everyone wants to learn. You're going to see children asking questions. You're going to see the teacher is just comfortable in their content area. They're open for suggestions, receptive to the feedback. It's just a cohesive team.
All right. Wonderful. Let me ask you, what is the biggest takeaway that you would like to share with our audience? If it was just one big thing that would, you know, be just a great thing for that new teacher hitting the classroom that first year.
My biggest takeaway is always that our children need a plan. When we look at adulthood and most of the teachers, they have a plan. They've had the endurance of going to college at least 4 years, creating good study habits, following through, setting goals and accomplishing them. When I look at middle school children, they need that type of plan. The same type of plan that it takes for us to work through items is the same plan that our children deserve so they can be very productive and successful in adulthood, whether it's going to college, having a career, or being ready for the military. It's that planning piece. The same way that a new teacher is going to have to plan and put forth the effort, the endurance, is the same way that our children, this generation, needs to close the learning gaps to be even successful as we are speaking today.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Mack, how can folks connect with you for more information?
Well, I'm easy to find. They can connect with me via email, LorettaRMack@gmail.com. I have a LinkedIn page, same as Loretta Mack. I love talking about education to build a plan for our children, to equip teachers, to build their capacity. And I will be looking forward to anyone that wants to reach out.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show with us. And, you know, I'd love to have you back again at some point in the future. We could talk about this all, you know, all day long. But I know our new teachers who will listen to this will no doubt have some golden nuggets to hang on to. So, again, thank you so much. And you have an awesome day. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. It'll be a pleasure to return.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, my friend, we have come to the end of today's episode. But before we go, let me ask you a question. Are you ready to reclaim control of your classroom and witness the incredible impact on your students? Then learn more about how the Teacher Rockstar Academy can be of help. I'll put the link in the podcast description so that you can learn more about this program. I want to thank you for listening to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles. We'll see you same time, same place next week. And remember, my friend, you got this.
The Teacher Rockstar Podcast with your host, Steve Hiles. We hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as we have. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and join our growing community of Teacher Rockstars. Until then, thanks for listening.